The man who brought the Social Democratic Party to power 9 years ago, former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman, has announced he is leaving the party ranks. Mr. Zeman is unhappy about a lawsuit which has been filed against him for signing a disadvantageous contract with a Prague lawyer on behalf of the party in the 1990s, and says it was initiated by current Social Democrat chairman Jiří Paroubek. Mr. Paroubek denies any connection with the lawsuit and says Miloš Zeman is simply trying to influence this coming weekend's party congress, which will elect a new leadership. Pavla Horáková spoke to political commentator Petr Just and asked him whether Miloš Zeman still had such a strong influence over the Social Democrats.
Well, first of all, it definitely will influence the party convention, and I see it as very natural, since Miloš Zeman is an important person within the Social Democracy, was an important person during 1990s, and it's not usual that a party chairman leaves political party the way Mr. Zeman did. Concerning Mr. Zeman's influence on Social Democracy, there definitely is something like Zeman wing within the Social Democracy. However, I think that this wing is in minority currently and has no real influence. And so I think that by this step, the Zeman wing will even weaken.
Miloš Zeman retired from politics 5 years ago. Then he ran for president unsuccessfully in 2003. But he never really disappeared from the media and kept commenting on the developments in his party. Now, could this be the end of Miloš Zeman?
Well, first of all, I think that the way Miloš Zeman chose to stay in politics by commenting from his summer house in Vysočina, commenting the development in social democracy, I would say it was not too good that he did it this way. The movement Miloš Zeman did, it means he left the political party, broke the ties, the official ties he had with social democracy, but I still think that he will continue to comment the politics. I think it will be still quite a hot issue for media to have comments from Miloš Zeman on current issues and on current developments.
Mr. Zeman is sometimes being mentioned as a possible presidential candidate. How likely is it now that he's broken ties with his party that he'll run or even succeed?
To be successful in presidential elections in a system where president is elected by parliament requires to have some parliamentary support. And breaking ties with one of the most successful political parties in our party system actually weakened his possibility that he will run for president. And we also have to take into account that Miloš Zeman announced that he will not seek any elective office, that he will not return to active politics. And whatever we think about Miloš Zeman, one thing we have to admit, whatever he said, he did. Whatever he promised, he fulfilled. So I think that from his view, there will be no attempt to run for president again.
Political commentator Petr Just there, who was talking to Pavla Horáková.